Okay, this is Jennifer Yu again here with Addison Gear, and we just wanted to add a little bit more to our interview. So Addison, did you want to tell me a little bit more about your family?
Yeah, so on my adopted side, I have my sisters, their names are Crystal Tina, so I have two sisters, and I have my brothers, who are Chris, Robert, John, and Willie, who he passed away a month ago. So, yeah, that's been really hard to deal with. He was so important in my life. We were really close when we were younger, but we definitely drifted apart when we got older. But he was like my number one inspiration to draw. I started drawing because I saw him drawing, and like I thought it was like so cool how he could like just draw characters. Like, he used to draw like Family Guy characters. He also loved Dragon Ball Z, so like he would draw like different types of characters from that too. So he's really the reason why I love to draw, and I took drawing more seriously, and I still draw, even though it's been harder these days because all I do is like think about him when I draw, but I feel like that's also a sign from him to like keep drawing, keep being you. He was also someone who was like really supportive of me and being, you know, accepting of me when it came to like my sexuality and me expressing myself. He's always told me to like never, never shy away from that and like be yourself. And like, yeah, I've always sent him like every drawing that I ever done, like I always sent to him. And even like when I draw things now, I'm like, oh, like I really want to send it to him, but I'm like, yeah, it's been hard, and it's also been, I guess, like grieving is new to me. I guess it's my first time ever dealing with like such a big loss, and not the biggest loss, but definitely my first time being aware of like and having to process, and also learning what processing is to me and what grieving is to me. I had a conversation with my therapist, and I was just like, I don't really think I'm processing this right. Like, I feel like I'm okay now, but like I feel like I'm going to break down next week. And she was just like, there's no right way to really go through that. There's no right way to process or grieve. So, yeah, I kind of just take it like one day at a time. And there are days where it's definitely harder. Like, there are days where I'm happy, and I kind of sometimes feel guilty for that. And there are days where all I do is think about him. I think about him every day, but there are days where I think about him like all day, and I cry, and it's weird. It's a weird thing, because when I first found out about it, like all I could do was cry, but I didn't really know what to think. I didn't really know where my... That was me. I'm so sorry. But I didn't really know like how to deal with it, and I lost my train of thought. Dang it! But I guess I really lost my train of thought. But yeah, I learned that there's no right way to grieve, and oh yeah, that's what I was saying. I didn't really know how to deal with it. It was kind of weird to think about someone that I knew for so long, someone that is always there, just all of a sudden being gone. And the regret sinks in as well, like wishing that we never grew apart the way we did, wishing that I kept, even though we did talk, every time I sent him a drawing, like we would always talk, but wishing that I really talked with him more and really had more deep conversations. And even though I know that he knows that I love him, I wish I told him that. I wish I told him that. I don't think I ever did. But I think he always knew. I don't really think I think it's okay that, like, maybe I never got to say it because I feel like we knew that we loved each other, and I still love him. And sorry, my mind is everywhere now, but yeah. Sorry. I keep saying sorry. Yeah.
Can I ask about how he passed?
Yeah. He passed because he's diabetic, so he's always had health issues. He passed from a heart attack, and then he just kind of, he went into like the stage that they call brain dead. So after that, they kind of, it was a hard decision, but they decided to pull the plug. I guess there's that saying that, you know, like, at least they're not suffering no more. And I do feel that for him. And I'm happy that he, even if I wasn't there when he passed, that he passed with people who love, he passed away knowing that people loved him, and he passed away with people, surrounded by people that loved him. So, yeah. It's kind of hard to talk about him now, which is weird because when he first passed, he's kind of all I wanted to talk about. But now, like, it gets harder. I feel like maybe because it's becoming more real to me, that it's kind of harder. And every time, like, I see his pictures and I see, like, people talk about him, or at least hear people talk about him, it's hard. I've never been one to think that you move on from grief. I think that you learn how to live with it. So I feel like that's what I'm doing right now, learning how to live with it. And yeah, I'm doing the best I can. So yeah.
Thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
Well, I guess I never said my age. I am 20. Like I said, I've lived in Hudson all my life. I guess, like, I could say I'm excited for this to get out, for people to hear, even if it's just one person, to know that, like, my story's being told by me, yes, but people are hearing my story, and people are listening, not just to me, but, like, all the voices of Hudson, and just in general, just listening to people and listening to their stories. So, yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm gonna turn it off.